The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, with a pretty
person. A busy child.
Take a chance on me.
Don't play.
What love.
That's the sound of the future.
True Rasta.
This is the number one source for both Rastafarian advice and regular advice. It's My Brother and Me.
Do you really have to split up the two different kinds of advice?
You're right. No. You're right. Most Rastafarian advice can be applied to
think about how many questions
people.
The answer to is no woman, no cry.
Like, that's true. Or just ja, like
that. We pajamon.
No, I don't think that.
No, you don't.
I think
the only guys I want.
Maybe in jam making.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, we've gotten way too many jam making questions lately.
Guys, do we look like we know about preservatives and shit? That is so not our area of expertise.
Yeah, we don't know anything about marmalade. You want to bring that marmalade heat? You're going to find some willing participants right here, but as far as like just straight preserves.
Nope.
Fruit preserves.
Pickling, brining. Griffin Germain.
Yeah. Sweetness. Griffin is like...
Apple butter? What's up?
This is an advice show.
I got this.
As you've probably already deduced, this is an advice show for the modern era. So we're just going to... my name's Justin McElroy, by the way.
I'm Travis McElroy, BT Dubs.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
But what? It's just even shorter than BT Dubs. It's new new school. You guys ready for a question? You guys ready to help some people out?
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about something real quick?
Please do.
I don't know why. I just wanted to wrap. I feel like there are events that are happening regarding the show that we should discuss.
Yeah, I was going to wait till the end to talk about that, but we were...
I mean, let's just thank everyone up front.
Yeah, well, thank you for
voting.
It's
been so cool.
For us in a I think it's votejet.com or something.
Yeah, prestigious. They're basically like
they're like the Oscars.
Like a Gallup. It's like a Gallup poll. Very like official.
Gallagher.
Like a Gallagher poll.
It's like basically like a Gallagher poll.
Like a Sledge-O-Matic.
Anyway, they're doing this contest for the top comedy podcast, and we're currently in third place because people have been voting for us off the chains.
And
so,
to be fair,
thank you so much for doing that.
We're in third, 11th, and 14th, I believe.
Yeah, okay. We're in a lot of places because their polling system, it needs some work.
It does need some work. They need to put all our votes together. But we certainly appreciate your efforts there and your support. As always, it means a lot to us. You have no idea how good it does our heart. We're going to show you, though, by making you smarter and probably safer with our advice. So here we go. Say you're walking and you see an attractive lady at Farm Spring.
That's a sexy hypothetical so far.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
Sexy start. You want to appreciate her attractive features, but you also don't want to come across like some creepy construction worker. What's etiquette? Admire from afar while making eye contact as you pass? Help. Farm Spring.
You have to make some audible noise. Some audible noise has to come into the equation. I don't know if it has to be a fully formed sentence or what, but you do have to. She's not going to get it just with a sideways glance. You got to give her like.
Oh, but she's going to get it.
Oh,
you know what's up.
You got to give her.
Hey, and joking aside, don't do anything.
No.
It's the 21st century. Are you kidding me?
Give her a bow. Like it.
Mouth siren. Just boo, wee, wee, boo.
You give her. You're a human being. You're a human male. So you take a look at her as she is approaching you. You decide instantly whether or not she would be a suitable sexual partner. And then you keep that decision to yourself.
And you walk home and you watch some TV.
Yeah, that's your day, okay? That's your afternoon. It's not going to be like, hey, lady, I like your gams. I like your getaway sticks.
Nice pins, lady.
Hey, nice pins, listen, babe.
You lose. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. give her a good work there.
Ooh.
Nice work you've done there.
Just look at her and just say, tight, nice.
That's a handsome package you've put together there.
I like what you've done with all this.
Don't do any of that. Just keep
shake what your mama gave you, but say as you're walking away and go to full spread.
just look at her and say, I'm sorry.
You don't realize what an inconvenience that is for that woman that you've called out on the street. I know you're trying, even if you did this with like the most chaste intentions, it's still like, it's probably going to be creepy for
what
that
about
woman.
The
unless
to form spring.
Unless you are immensely attractive.
Oh, if you're immensely attractive, you say whatever you want, okay?
You can do whatever you want if you're immensely attractive. You can,
physically attractive.
You can lean out of your Mustang and say, I'll never appreciate you, and she'll hop on in.
Yeah. I'm sort of like your dad. Let's go.
I'll ignore you most of the time. Ooh.
I would suggest a warm smile. If you give someone a warm smile, if they are creeped out by a warm smile, they're the creep because you were just smiling. Ooh. But it also says, like, hi, we made eye contact, a warm smile, and maybe you'll see something in there. Some sort of, like, that spark. If she's the one, she'll know.
That's the
it.
Sound my sparks make, too.
Like you're a transformer.
But you've
from
got
boat to
you,
sex machine.
You have got to practice that warm smile. If you give her, like, a creepy, like, Cheshire Cat, like, Snagglepuss smile. Yeah.
If you look in the mirror right now, you're probably working with something positively reptilian.
If you can't pull it off, try doffing your cap and saying, ma'am, as you walk past. Yes. I like it.
Don't do that. Don't
Why
do
not?
That. I can't get behind the
What if
the
you do it in like a kind of in a fun accent?
That's there's no way to not.
Excuse me, madam.
You can't do it without a fun accent. I fucking hate those dudes who try to pick up.
Hello, governor.
By
fancy a shag.
Some sort of creepy affectation. Oh man!
And then it's kind of scuttle off. Boop boop boo. You're gone.
I do not believe that there is a good way to pick up someone as you're walking in an opposite direction from them. If you're
hang a U-turn and just follow them.
Yeah, exactly. Give them a flat tire, step on their heel, and make their shoe come off and be like, oh, how awkward.
Stay about 3 feet behind them and say things like, where are you headed? Where are you going?
Where are you headed?
I'm right here. I'll just be with you for a while.
I'm with the FBI. So I feel like we've helped him enough. Is it ever acceptable to go to a bar alone? I don't have a lot of friends who are over 21, and I really can't have them over at my apartment for parties. This is the guy from last week who just wanted to go to bars, and he lost all his friends. Now he wants to know if he can go to a bar by himself. No. I would say that it is unless you are, again, just really overwhelmingly physically attractive and can almost be guaranteed to go home with a sexual partner that evening, or at least like get a phone number or something, or make a new friend.
Yeah, that's
I would say
the thing.
It's
going to
be
alone to go to a bar than to swoop
yeah.
in.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I thought about this question a lot, and the answer is yes, it is acceptable to go to a bar alone. It depends on what kind of bar you're going to. If you're going to, like, a sports bar and, like, you know, you're going to be hanging out with a bunch of, you know, people that you can, like, have discussions with about what's going on in the game or whatever and, like, form new friendships and talk to people, yeah, it's a great place to meet new people and make friends. If you're going to, like, a bar to sit in a table in the corner by yourself and drink, like, 20 beers, no, that's
not
okay.
I went to a bar alone last night. Just because I didn't really do much of anything this week as far as like leaving the house. So, and I work from home. So sometimes I have to make myself go out, even if I, you know, I don't think I've ever met anyone at a bar really. But you know, it's nice to just get out of the house and be surrounded by other people and, you know, have a drink and watch the wrap up of the day's baseball contests.
Mm-hmm. The good thing about going to a bar alone is that you can really feel free, especially if you're like looking to mix up your situation, i.e., meeting new people, trying new things, whatever. There's no if you don't go with anybody you know, there's no real expectation to quote unquote be yourself.
Yeah,
you can sort of try different things and be whatever kind of person you want to, and like, no one's going to call you out on it.
A foppish British affectation. Yeah.
Well, don't you could that. Be, you know, I in my circle of friends, I'm that guy who knows nothing about sports, but, like, I could go to a sports bar and be that guy who's really into football, and no one around me is going to go, you don't know anything about football. You
right.
know, just don't try
but
to
when you start
much.
Shouting, asking when the Orioles are playing, they're yeah. probably, you're probably going
to
get some
not so good.
I think the best thing to do if you're going to a bar by yourself is to think of it as, like, becoming a regular in a bar. There's a bar in Huntington called Hank's, which is a great place to do that. Like, the same 20 people are there every day. And it's a place where, you know, the few times I've gone there, I know the people there now. So a bar like that, great. Don't go to, like, a club by yourself, because then you're creepy. But, you know, go into, like, a hangout
kind of place. No, I think it's okay to go to a club, especially if it's, like, a dance zone.
You think?
Like, you want to be able to, like, get out there and just shake it. Like, you want to be able to, with every song that comes on, no matter how bad it is, be able to throw your hands up with wild abandon and say, that's
just
my jam.
So you're
just
saying, like, go mind. To a bar alone, leave the bar alone.
Sam, feel the rain on your skin and just for once, just get out there, you know?
This is where your book begins. The
this
rest is still unwritten.
In oh, fact, God. If you're wondering about your book and where to kick it off, it's here. Feel the rain on your skin. This is the answer to our second question.
Hey, Yahoo,
setting a good pace for this one.
Good pace.
Yahoo Answers. This Yahoo answer was sent in by Wax Catharsis. Thank you, Wax Catharsis. He's becoming a platinum submitter of funny Yahoo.
He gets access
questions.
To the lounge.
It's from Yahoo Answers user Know It All, who asks, who sings better, Justin Bieber or Cisco? The Thong Song. What? that's all part of the question.
Why wouldn't he hook us up with a Bieber title?
He goes on to explain, the Thong Song was the biggest single since Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. Do you think that Justin can top that?
So he's coming from the Cisco side. Like, he's defending Cisco here.
He has got right. that full-on Cisco heat. And
Cisco is the greatest artist that has lived since Michael Jackson.
I'm pretty sure he had the number one single.
One of his friends said, Bieber is the greatest musical artist of our generation. He said, excuse me, what about Cisco? And he was laughed down. And he turned to his only friend, the internet, to prove him right.
Good old Yahoo Answers is always there for you, that Cisco knowledge.
So where do you guys stand?
Ooh,
what do you...
So
Biebs
tough.
Or Biebs or Cisco?
Bieber has so much to go through in his life.
See,
that Cisco has already gone through.
So you're saying Cisco's got the experience, or do you say that Bieber can still has so much in front of him that he can be shaped and formed by his experiences to a sum that is greater than Cisco?
I think that what needs to happen is a musical apprenticeship of Justin Bieber to Cisco.
Oh my God! Okay. Reform Drew Hill with
Cisco, Justin
Bieber. Ellen DeGeneres.
And the kid from Hanson. The little
and the
one.
The kid from Hanson. The littlest one. The baby. The one that's like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Still, forever. God. A forever baby.
Super group.
Forever baby is another good name
call
for
them,
a band.
Call them the Traveling Wilburys 2. And they'll just go
Here's
around.
The thing, though. They would never collaborate on a single musical project. They would only do versions of their own composite
right.
songs. Like, they would sing right. Thong Song. They would sing Baby. Which is
listening to one of their CDs would be tantamount to listening to it now. That's what I call music in 1994. Like, that's the experience.
Oh, shit. How many of those did you guys own? Be honest.
Zero.
Zero.
I owned 3.
What?
Yeah, I owned 3 of them. The
you
third one was an ironic present from Justin Mensker. But
and how
was,
many times did you listen to that ironic
Oh, a
present?
Lot of times. A lot of times. Oh. There's a really good fastball cut on that one.
A really deep,
deep
cut?
They got out to the boneyard fastball track. Was it perchance the way? Hey, Mabim Bam. I recently started dating this guy, and he's really awesome and everything. but I don't think he changes his sheets often. How can I encourage him to tidy things up a bit? Ooh, this is a great question, because this is one of those weird, like, I find that a lot of people have made that jump from adulthood from childhood to adulthood and not picked up on the fact that you got to change your sheets.
I had no idea.
How often? Travis had no clue.
I'm not going to say how often I change my sheets, but how often is regular?
You're supposed to do it twice a month.
Twice a month, realistically, people are doing it once a month. Let's be honest.
Yeah. What if you don't sleep on your sheets? What if you sleep on top of a comforter?
Then you're some kind of caveman.
You're a caveman. You're sleeping
on bearskin rugs. What if you don't want to bother with changing your sheets? So you sleep on top of a comforter and then use a quilt. Sleep
hanging upside down in your closet.
And you use a quilt for a blanket. Do I have to change my comforter? Is it whatever layer you sleep on top of?
Because it's whatever you put your dirty skin on, you dirty fuck.
This is why
fuck.
You have bed bugs. This is why America has bed bugs.
Bed bugs don't just come from your body. But you don't get your body isn't dirty and then bed bugs come out of it.
Like, bed bugs live in your eyes. Everybody knows that.
Okay, don't joke around about that, because then I'm going to have thoughts.
Justin once convinced me that there were tiny spiders that lived in my eyes, and that's what made like the sleep crust when you wake up. Tiny spiders in my eyes.
Awesome.
And you love spiders, too, which is the best thing.
Here's the way to do it, okay? You gotta just change those sheets. I'm sorry. You've gotta change your sheets.
But it's not her choice. It's her boyfriend.
Think about what a nice thing that'll seem like. Hey, I just noticed your sheets were looking a little ratty. Like, maybe it had been a few weeks since you changed them. And then he'll think, oh, shit, it's been a few months. And he'll be thankful to you for not rubbing it in his face. But, like, pretty much every other option you have is going to be super passive-aggressive.
What you're going to have to think about is maybe he doesn't have another set of sheets.
Does he? Buy him new sheets.
Buy him new sheets. Be like, hey, I was at Walmart and I thought these sheets really matched your curtains or something, and here you go. And then give him the option.
Hey, I got a suggestion for you, Formspring. How about you just start dating this guy and you're already intimately familiar with his sheets? Maybe you need to figure out what you can get right with Jesus. Think about that. Think about it. Nobody's gonna milk the cow if they buy it at the store for free. Think about it. It's what my granny always says. What granny said to me, at least.
She was really bad at idioms.
She was really bad at idioms. They used to call her the idiom dummy, which to me was a missed opportunity. But somebody laughed at that out there. Trust me.
Somewhere.
I have a situation that has long been debated amongst my friends. Is it wrong to take Is it wrong to take a naked jacuzzi with your dad and other men in a men's locker room after a hard workout? No one checks it. Before you start leaping to conclusions, no one checks anyone out. But it seems silly to me to dirty a new swimsuit after working out, especially since it's a 5-minute jacuzzi before a sauna. I mean, even if I wore a swimsuit, you are naked under it anyway.
No. Okay, let me be devil's advocate. Jeff. Let me be devil's advocate for Jeff real quick. If you do not wear a swimsuit, you get a jacuzzi naked with your dad and other friends. The components of that stew that you're broiling there is dicks and water. Okay? Can we agree?
Okay.
That is a dick, it's a hot stew. Dick and water stew that you are brewing up. If you wear swimming trunks, then the components to that stew are swimming trunks, water, and dicks still. So if no one's checking anyone out, you're just adding some cloth and some mesh to the dick jambalaya that you're creating there.
Okay.
But let me counterpoint that by saying that same logic can be applied to any situation in which clothes are worn. You know, if we're naked under our clothes anyways, why don't we all just go to school naked?
Yeah, that's not a good excuse.
But it's different because we wear clothes in normal life so that nobody can see our dicks. When you're in a jacuzzi, it's not about the sight. It's about the
It's the knowledge.
It's about the water convection.
Right. It's all about convection. It's science. Here, explain to me this, Jeff. Now, I'm not you, Jeff. I've not walked a mile in your shoes. But maybe you can explain this to me. If I'm walking through my gymnasium and I'm walking to the sauna, and along the path to said sauna, I see my dad and a bunch of old men naked in a tub, and my dad's like, "Hey, Jeff, do you want to get in this tub with all of us? We're naked and our balls are out and everything. Do you want to get into this tub?"
Jeff, our balls and everything. No holds barred. And stuff going out in the
tub. Don't even kid yourself. Everything's out.
Jeff, I have changed my answer. Any scenario that you can enter into that may possibly, even if it's like a 0.001% chance of touching dicks with your dad, is a scenario that's worth avoiding. Like,
what if there's an earthquake, Jeff?
Oh no! Get out! No, I'm going that way. Coming this way.
Oh, I slipped. Oh no! Oops!
I gotta go to the bullet store and kill myself. Jeff, you can't take. What? Okay, why did we even entertain this possibility, Jeff? You can't take naked baths with your dad.
You cannot.
Let me get a cell phone call.
At any
and
age.
Someone's like, "What are you doing, Jeff?" You're like, "I'm just taking a naked bath with my daddy and some of his old friends, and their balls are out and stuff. It's great."
Let me give you a formula, all right? You plus naked dad taking naked bath, not okay. Why does adding like 8 other naked dudes make it better? Make the situation better.
Is my parka too much? No, it's not enough. Jeff, it's never enough. You're taking a naked bath with your dads and all his old friends.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you were in 8 separate jacuzzis but only naked and looking at each other, it's not any better.
Yeah, it's not any better. It may be worse.
What's the maximum distance that you have to keep your naked genitalia away from your dad's?
3 states or 1 layer of cloth.
So, unless that cloth is trunks.
Now, one addendum. I think this scenario is okay if you're Greek. If you're like super Greek. And not you have a little bit of Greek in you, but I'm talking like heavy Greek.
No, heavy Greek.
Then it's complete.
If you're going heavy Greek, you're okay to take a naked bath. That's just science. I've started dating an awesome girl.
Oh, rub it in, guy.
Yeah, real nice guy who didn't think to sign his email. Okay, it's 2 lines. Thanks, Trav.
No problem.
I've started dating an awesome girl. I found out she likes to watch hilariously bad movies. This is one of my favorite pastimes, so I'm pretty excited. What terrible films would you recommend for a fun date? Can anything be both horrible and romantic?
OJ.
Okay, Griffin is going to suggest a film to you that I am going to immediately poo-poo, and I will tell you why. Griffin, go ahead.
It's The Room.
Okay, but it's not The Room. Think about this for a second, okay? You just started dating a girl. You're like, "Hey, I have this hilariously bad movie." And at first, it will go great. It will go really great.
For like the first 15 seconds?
For the first 15. Basically. For like the first 3 minutes. There's like a lot of sex scenes. And like really gross sex
and
scenes.
And like uncomfortable, non-sexy sex scenes. Like the grossest.
It's really gross. I think he's got to get to know her a little better.
I disagree. I mean, I think it depends on what age you are. I think if Jay's in high school, then maybe not, because that's something that high schoolers aren't ready to see Tommy Wiseau's horrible, glistening, like, swamp thing body thrusting up and down on top of Lisa, or whatever that actress's name is. That is a nightmare. But I think once you're old enough, you can see the humor in how terrible those things are.
I'm going to throw Kung Pao into the fist.
See, but that's not a terrible movie.
But you like that movie.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it's like, I mean, it's funny, but like, it's pretty bad.
You feel bad for liking it.
Yeah.
I'd like to recommend 2 films that you should check out. After Last Season.
Oh, man.
Is really brutal. And Birdemic. If you can find Birdemic.
See, on the Birdemic front, get on that Netflix instant queue and just start searching for sci-fi original movies.
Sci-fi original movies.
Holy shit.
Killer shark, mega shark versus squid.
Versus giant octopus.
Versus giant octopus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one's good. How about Megafault, which was Brittany Murphy's last cinematic onus? Oh my god. Not only does she look like she's already dead in that movie, it is... Oh, come on. It's about a giant earthquake that can kill people, even if they're in helicopters in the sky.
Okay.
It's a turned It's around. Apparently... Yeah, so it's a good choice in there, Jay. I say wait a couple months on The Room, but
Justin, that's my... What is it that Dwight always makes people watch on Bad Movie Night. What is that movie with John Ritter?
No, Real Men. That's a fine film.
No, watch that. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. But God, it's just rub it in Griffin's face day. I'm in a 7-year strong relationship with a wonderful woman. What are some good romantic ideas for showing her how much I appreciate her? The standby is a nice home-cooked meal with candles. Anything that comes to mind? Formspring, if you're making your wife a candlelit dinner, you are ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, he doesn't say wife, so if that's not the case, how about putting a ring on it?
Yeah, that would be a pretty nice... I think that's
why that was
invented.
Yeah, you know what you could do? Get the ring and then keep focusing on the dinner thing. So that way, if you ever burn dinner, you have a backup plan.
Sorry about the roast, but do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
Do I have to eat your gross burnt roast? Because if so, no. Nope. You have as much roast as you want. That's what marriage is. Eating as much roast as you want.
I think you gotta just surprise her. I think that is the best way.
Surprise. Thoughtful surprise.
A thoughtful
skywriting.
Surprise. Skywriting or...
Guy writing is good.
Guy writing.
Have naked men spill it out in your lawn. In a guy writing is great. In a jacuzzi. They're freshly jacuzzi. Hey, by the way, retroactively, Jeff, jacuzzi's not a verb. Stop it. You can't just reinvent language.
We
to
took
your
a jacuzzi
needs.
Together.
We nope. took a jacuzzi. No, you didn't.
Now,
no, you didn't.
Jacuzzi.
You took a dick bath together.
Dick soup.
Jacuzzi. I jacuzzi you of taking a naked bath as your dad.
I
feel like we've already ruined his chance at romance for his whole life with this episode. He'll be lucky if he can feel anything ever again.
Here's a romantic idea. Don't let her listen to this episode.
Yeah, that's it. Baby, I was going to make you listen to this podcast I like, but then I decided not to.
You're welcome. Surprise.
Yeah, she'll know. Griffin, you got a Yahoo?
I do, actually. I was just about to bust it out.
Break it off.
This one was sent in by Mike Susek. Thank you, Mike Susek. It comes to us from Yahoo Answers user InJordan72. He asks, is it possible to be addicted to Tabasco sauce? I put Tabasco on everything. I think it may be unhealthy, but I just can't stop. I went to my local community center, but they said they didn't have any programs for my type of addiction. I don't know where to turn it. My mouth is on fire. Help. Hey, I've got, a small suggestion that you may find helpful. Stop eating so much fucking Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, why don't you try just if you're about to put it on there.
If you see yourself opening the cap of a large bottle of Tabasco, then don't do that and go do something else instead.
I am going to throw out, though, here's my thought. If all he's been doing is putting Tabasco sauce on everything and, like, burning his mouth, everything's going to taste like cardboard now. Like, wet, nothing cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
He's killed
maybe mix
his
it up. Get the planet's finest condiment, sriracha, and start putting it on stuff. Mix it up because it's got some garlic in there, got some Thai chilies. Delicious.
There's this show that I've started watching recently. It's called Freaky Eaters, and it's about people addicted to weird things. And I watched this episode the other day where a girl drank 30 cans of soda a day.
That's not okay.
Whoa. Maybe don't cure your addiction. Get on TV.
That's what I'm saying. Hook that famous. Shit up.
Get that money.
Chase. You guys remember when I used to put Tabasco on everything?
Yeah. And then your stomach revolted.
Yeah, my stomach died. So that's a very suicide. Serious
what
side
most
effect.
People don't know is Griffin has a monkey stomach.
I do
have monkey stomach. You know what Griffin's favorite fruit is now?
Nanners?
Pears. Actually, weird. Ironic. It's weird. It's missed off. Covered seems like Tabasco a missed opportunity. Sauce. Yeah. Tabasco pears. Griffin loves them. Can't get enough.
Is it okay to request an attractive girl in my class after talking with her and sharing a bunch of laughs today in class, even if I'm not sure she even knows my name? I should have said friend request. I just said request. Hey, would you like
a woman, please?
Would you like to? I've had a couple classes with her in college the past year, and I would like to get to know her and ask her out eventually, but this is the first where we've actually talked to each other. Appreciate the advice. Sincerely, Facehooked Gmail. Nice. I love it.
Nice. I love it.
I feel like we have made it as an advice organization because of these pseudonyms.
Yeah.
This is like our second question about this whole like adding a friend thing. I think this is like a new wrinkle in the Facebook era where it bothers me, but at the same time, it's so convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It makes stalking so easy.
Yeah, I feel like though you're gonna miss out on. I feel like if you Facebook friend request a girl that you don't know that well, you're gonna miss out on a lot of the stuff. The good stuff that comes with like getting to know somebody. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much you could dig up there and like in a creepy way, not in a good way. And I mean, part of this problem is that a lot of us put too much on the internet for people to look at. I get that. But
Here's the thing. Socializing over the internet, it's convenient and it may allow you to interact with people that you normally wouldn't. But ultimately, on the grand scale of social interaction, it's kind of like eating corn chips in that you can eat a whole bunch of corn chips and never really get full. It's sort of it's empty calories as far as socializing goes. Like I would rather
translate that into human language.
I would rather have one like really good long conversation with a person than 100 Facebook chats, because ultimately those I don't think those add up to anything.
It takes little to no effort to accept your friend request on Facebook. So
right.
it means nothing. So if you like,
and you're going to get the wrong idea.
Yeah, and she says yes, and you're like, yeah, she added me as a friend. She probably doesn't even know who you are. But, you know, it's so easy to just click yes rather than try to figure out who that person is.
I'm officially on the side of I don't think it's a good idea to use Facebook to get a relationship going. I use the old-fashioned way. I think you'll be better off in the long run.
I think that it can work. But it's probably not going to. It just, there's no added benefit to using Facebook. It just seems like a way to hide behind Facebook. You know, just mm-hmm. go talk mm-hmm. to her. If you had a good conversation with her, play off of that.
Have yeah, another keep conversation talking to her. With her.
Yeah,
you know what I'd like to see?
In meet space.
I'd like to see an entire relationship that lasts an entire lifetime that just only takes place on Facebook. The two people have never have any real life physical interaction, just pokes and chats
and pokes.
Wall posts.
And they create a baby.
They create eventually. A poke baby.
Poke baby.
I have created several poke babies with our listeners.
Man, the pokes are blowing up,
they
guys.
They are blowing up. Every time I log poking. On, it's like 30 to 40 pokes. And then I have to take like, you know, 5 minutes to respond to all of them, but it's worth it.
It's totally worth it.
Keep those pokes going, folks.
Keep going, pokes. It's how you show you care. I met the most amazing girl a few weeks
Jesus
ago.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Ouch. She's intelligent, classy, beautiful, loves wine and art. Sounds too good for you.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm not liking where this is going, but
let her go. We'll
keep at it. Anyways, I manned up, got her number, and asked her out on a date a week after I met her. You asked her out in real life. That already puts you ahead of the curve. We went out, and it was absolutely amazing. One of the best dates I've ever been on. We went out to a nice dinner, raking up a bill close to $80. Well, I've got a fairly good job. It was still a bit expensive for my taste. Problem is that if we're going on a second date soon, which will include dinner, and I'm not sure if I should take her to a similar place or if things will go fine if we go somewhere cheaper. It's only been one date, but I'm afraid I've set a standard for outings hereafter. What are your thoughts on the amount you spent on dates since you're in San Francisco?
I have the best answer for this. Like, legitimately good answer.
For once.
You need to trade the cost of that dinner for the amount of thought you put into the date. So a picnic doesn't cost you a lot of money, but if you set it up really nice, it's more impressive than an $80 dinner.
So true.
So what you need to do...
That is such a good point.
Yes.
Unless she a gold digger.
She a gold digger?
Which is
What's
a
up,
great
Stingy?
Time to find that out on the second date.
Yeah, a good point. It's either going to like separate the wheat from the chaff, or it's going to save you a few bucks. Yeah. It is a win either way.
But guys, she is intelligent, classy, beautiful, loves wine and art. You can't take a fine, fine woman like that to Bennigan's.
But you don't. I'm not saying going to Bennigan's. Griffin, you're not paying attention. You're not thinking.
Take her to a museum where there is no admission but suggested donations. She loves art.
And then suggest that she, if she wants to donate, she does it from her own purse.
Yep. Buy a $15 bottle of wine from Kroger. And
fuck that. $3
cheese and crackers picnic. You're in San Francisco. You have great parks there.
Right? I see it in Full House every day.
It's hard to have a picnic in those parks, though, because, I mean, if you have any round fruits, they'll just, like, roll right down the blanket.
And the Tanners are always raising a ruckus. Mm-hmm. You know them.
Comet. Get out of my potato salad.
Get out of my potato salad, Comet. I have a crush on a guy. I've worked with him for a while. He is the reason I got into Bim Bam. Ooh, I like him already. I know I am hot enough to go.
Yes.
Nice. God, I love it. I love it.
It's awesome.
Do I, A, bed him and lose my best friend I work with, or B, not bed him? How do I not sleep with someone I have a crush on? P.S. Would keep it in my pants for Griffin McElroy. Tasha.
Thank you, Matt. What does that mean?
I have one question here. What kind of praying mantis are you that if you sleep with him, you lose him and kill him? Where does he go?
I think, honestly, that it is more fun to have someone at work that you flirt with and have the possibility of doing it than to do it and it's like weird forever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, it depends. Do you have a crush on him and you want to do him, or do you like him?
Or do you want to have sex with him and then eat him?
And
apparently
then eat his head and lay eggs in his throat.
Listen, I had a great time last night. Me too. Did you lay eggs in my thorax?
Oh.
That's really weird.
I've got to say, I feel a gurgling down in my midsection.
It's very odd. I think, Tasha, if we're voting, I say don't have sex with him and kill him, but maybe... And also, Tasha, you're hot enough to bet him he should be advancing on you. Let him set the pace of this. He should come to you. He should come to you.
What I think you need to start making jokes about doing him, but never actually doing it, but always have that possibility hanging in the air.
Wait a minute. This guy listens to the show. Oh. We're officially advising this girl to give him a cold shirt. Listen. Dude, we're doing it for your own good. She wants to eat you. She's going to lay eggs
gonna
in your thorax.
Your face and lay eggs in your face.
Have you ever seen Species?
We have a unique opportunity right now because this is the first time that we've gotten a question like this where both parties we know are listening to the show.
Whoa!
I think instead of advising them to do one or the other, we should just say, you two kids... just swap tartar sauce like the next time you see each other. But just Tasha, kiss. Don't eat
they
him.
Need to make out in the supply closet. Toot sweet.
What is it?
Toot
today
sweet.
Is Monday. They're probably not listening to the show before work. We'll say after work. So Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
No discussion. I will say 10 o'clock, supply closet. Tasha and Doug, or whatever your name is.
I'm going to... And Wednesday morning, I will keep an eye out for all of the newspaper reports about people over the country named Tasha and blank filing sexual harassment suits.
Or getting murdered, getting eggs laid in their abdomen.
One of those two.
One of those two. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but I feel like there's a few housekeeping things we need to take care of. First off, MBMBAM .com is our website. You can go there to ask us questions, to find links, to buy t-shirts, which I would suggest you do because supplies are running low. So if you'd like a t-shirt, you want to stock up for the holiday season, we want to issue some new items, but we're kind of holding off on that until we sell through on this stuff. So if you want something, go get it. If you want something new, if there's an item you think you'd like to see on there, please let us know. Drop us a line. We can make original artwork. If there's a phrase that a lot of people would like on a t-shirt, I know we've had some requests for pack your bags and move away on a t-shirt.
And really, the holiday rush has begun. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it's in full swing. So I think the best present for your Christmas or your Hanukkah or your Ramadan or your Kwanzaa is a Bim Bam shirt.
Yep. Forever. Every holiday.
Those shirts will last you forever.
They're the gift that keeps on giving warmth.
Fashion. And
protection.
Protection from spears and arrows and things. No, it doesn't do
and
that.
And also jibes.
Jibes. God, one's going to take a shot at you with that shirt on. If you get a second and you want to review our podcast on iTunes, that's great because it helps to turn people onto it. And subscribe, please subscribe and download. And we have had a couple listening parties. We recorded invitations to them this week. If you're getting a few friends together to listen to Bim Bam, introduce some new people to the show.
Let's shout them out. Jeff Monlock, and John Nugent. And
John Nugent both having parties.
Turning them out.
If you want to be in that, they are. John Nugent is in my Bim Bam fan club 2. And
beta.
And Monlock is fan club prime. So if you want to be on that exclusive list of cool fan clubs that have my Bim Bam parties, please email us. Let us know. You know, tell us about your party, who's coming, whatever. We'll record something for you, special, just to keep you sort of in close to our bosom.
Don't fake us out though. Don't fake the funk out. On a nasty.
You gotta
funk,
send pictures or it didn't happen. Picks or it didn't happen.
And thank you so much for listening. I haven't checked the download count in a while, but I'm sure it's over a million.
This week it was seven.
Seven
people.
But those seven people really liked it.
Yeah.
Seriously. we have a voicemail too. Which the number for which is 203 Mabim Bam 1.
Okay.
So give us a call on that and just talk. We got a few calls this week, and I love listening to them.
You listen to all of them, right?
I listen to every single one. I just like hearing their voices, you know?
Yeah, right. Especially if they sound real serious, because you can tell they're nervous, and I like that. That's a turn on for me.
I can taste their fear.
Last question. Hit me. Break me off a slice.
I'm debating between two. All right.
Choose wisely.
This one was also sent in by Mike Susek. It's from, oh God, I don't even know how to pronounce this name. It's from Yahoo Answers user Binguinide Street. God damn it, guys. Who asks, how can I grow a Tom Selleck like mustache like Magnum PI?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
You will never know me.
Unless you're in a dick soup together. Then don't.